Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and opened not his mouth. Today, as our Lord mounts the wood of the cross, he does so to be for us something that was necessary, something that was needed. We know, when we read the scriptures, that we had been enslaved. The people of Israel in the Exodus were slaves to physical slavery, and because of that, they had to be freed. And the Lord freed them through the Passover and the sacrifice of the Paschal Lamb, of that lamb that was unblemished. However, they were still enslaved, even to the day, the time of Jesus. Slaves to something that all of us have unfortunately been enslaved to. Sin, death, the fact that our first parents, when they sinned against God and ate of the forbidden fruit of the garden, chose slavery to death rather than life with God forever, and suffered the consequence. And therefore, we too, to this day, suffer that same slavery until Jesus goes to die. Today, Jesus goes to be like that lamb, that first Passover lamb that was sacrificed in Egypt to free them from physical slavery. Today, the new Passover lamb, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, mounts the wood of the cross, takes that last drink of wine to complete the sacrifice, and he says, "It is finished." Jesus presents himself as a victim, as one who gives up his life, but in a strange and powerful and amazing way, because of that, he becomes the aggressor, the one who is on the attack, the one who set a trap. The enemy thought that he could win the battle and yet lost the war, because Christ, by giving his life on the cross, by seeming to have given himself up to the power of death, freed us and took us away from that tyrant that is the enemy, Satan. Today is a great day, a glorious day, one that is marked with solemnity and silence and reverence, but not because of complete grief and sadness, but because today is the most important day of our year. Today is the day Christ broke the prison bars of death that kept us captured by dying on the cross. Today he freed us. Today he gave us the opportunity to live fully for life, for eternal life with him. And today we pray that we would never forget the gift that God has given us in his Son, in Jesus Christ dying on the cross for us. As he completes that Paschal sacrifice, that new Passover today, when he takes the wine and says, "It is finished." May we give glory to God. May we have tears because it's our sins that put him on the cross, yes. But let us rejoice as well. Be glad in a silent gladness, in a gladness that cannot be expressed in words, because Christ has freed us and given us something to live for by dying for us.